Hello, Christians. Stand by for family fellowship with set with the harmony that comes from the Spirit of God.
Well, honey, that was a different intro. I like that. Truly, Scripture reflects that truth, that peace and harmony comes from God. It certainly is true that we find great peace in being with fellow Christians.
In fact, my dear, I think that's in we're going today, that direction is what we're going to pursue today.
What direction is that?
Well, you and I often hear and in reality know that and see people who call themselves believers and yet do not belong to an assembly of like-minded Christians. That's unscriptural. It is unwise and unsafe.
Unsafe? Is that the correct word to use here?
Well, you see, Scripture tells us that that is part of the plan of protection that God has established to protect us from the daily arrows of the enemy Satan. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, we receive instruction from the author not to forsake the assembly of other believers. Why do you think that is?
Well, I imagine there's a lot of reasons.
Okay, name some.
Well, friends are important, and we should have friends that love and worship God as we do.
Absolutely, dear. What else?
Well, friends should be there to help when you need help.
Absolutely. What kind of help?
Well, any kind, I would say.
Help with kids?
Maybe.
Absolutely. Good. And my dear, you're very good at helping families and mothers and fathers. And children may need emotional help or comfort. They may need clothing or food or direction, teaching. We could go on and on, right?
That's absolutely true. And if someone says to you, I don't have a car, I don't have a way to get to church.
Now, I don't know about, I don't know of a church, I don't know of a church that wouldn't find transportation for someone who asked for wanted to attend. Certainly that's not a problem for a Bible teaching assembly of believers.
Well, no. But how about not having the right clothing to wear?
If a person or church group is more focused on what someone wears or what someone looks like on the outside, then they miss what God's looking for on the inside.
Well, that sure is true. Pastor talked about that this morning. Well, then are there any legitimate reasons for not attending a good church regularly?
I can only think of limitations like physical. If you're limited physically and can't get around well enough, it might be a safety issue. But we can consider other alternatives. But God incredibly stresses the importance of assembling with other believers. In that case, find a ministry, if you have trouble physically getting to a church, find a ministry that will come to you.
Well, I don't think, are there any other legitimate reasons for not going to church?
What is the primary reason that Christians assemble?
You mean other than because God tells us we should?
We gather together to worship God and give Him the glory He so richly deserves. It's not about us, but it's about God.
Then we should be more at home in the household of God than we are in our own homes.
That's pretty good advice. Mm-hmm. I sometimes ask this question to people who feel uncomfortable going to church. Just how comfortable would you be when you suddenly find yourself in heaven, surrounded by millions and millions and countless brothers and sisters in Christ, strangers to you? You've never called them brothers or sisters, but you will there. But that will forever be your spiritual family.
Well, that's true, honey. And now, I think... Ooh, I do. I hear that train.
I hear a train.
Yes. All aboard.
All aboard.
Is that the train I hear? Could it be drawing near? Could it be the Heaven Express?
If the Lord came today,
would you say, I'm ready for the Heaven Express?
If I should die tomorrow,
or you, my Christian friend,
someday we'll be together. Never amen. You guys like trains?
Yeah.
You ever been on one?
Yeah.
Our studio is just plumb full of kids, folks. We love it that way. You smell the hot popcorn on the Heaven Express? I'm a popcorn,
yeah. Oh, yeah. All aboard the call, Jesus paid it all. He's the ticket for the Heaven Express.
And you are blessed
on the Heaven Express.
Welcome, folks.
Yes.
We're just practically starting out a new year.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What happened to the old one?
I don't know. It sure flew by.
Wow.
So it's this month.
Well, folks, we're really grateful that you're with us here today. We're going to continue our worship today, and Vinny is going to do a beautiful song for us. What do you call this song?
I'm not sure which one is queued up there, Brian.
I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out here shortly. Right. Let's see if this pre-recorded portion of our program will participate.
All right, here we go.
Tonight, we're going to be listening to a song that is a medley. A medley is when you put one or two songs or more together. And tonight, we have Jesus, Name Above All Names, and that is tied with Oh How I Love Jesus. So I'd like to tell you the story behind the song Jesus, Name Above All Names, because it is wonderful. Nydia Hearn was a New Zealand housewife doing ordinary household chores one day in 1974, but her thoughts weren't on her laundry. She was thinking about Jesus. She had made a list of all the biblical names of Jesus and placed the list on her windowsill of her wash house. There, she could see it while she worked. Well, as she worked, the words to this song began to come to her mind, and then a tune. Finding herself singing a line, she interrupted her chores to play a few notes on the piano, to transcribe the words and the music onto paper, and then, of course, duty called her back to her chores. But by the end of the day, she felt that she had created something important, and she had indeed. The words to this song are very simple. Its words are inspired by various scripture verses. The title and first line are based on Philippians 2, verses 9 and 11. Paul had been telling about Jesus emptying himself of his godly glory so that he might come to earth to minister among us and to die for us. And then he said, "Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave to him the name which is above every name." The second line refers to Jesus as beautiful Savior. The word Savior is found frequently in the New Testament. For instance, the angel's announcement to the shepherds, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." The second line also refers to Jesus as glorious Lord. Glory is a characteristic of God, and it refers to God's awe-inspiring majesty. And God shared this glory with Jesus. And like God's glory, Christ's glory is revealed in his presence with us, in his salvation work, and in judgment. The third line says, Emmanuel, God is with us. This comes from Matthew 1:23, which says, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. And the last line says, Blessed Redeemer. In the Bible, redemption involves bringing liberty to a captive, usually through the payment of a price. The New Testament presents Jesus' death on the cross as a redemptive act for humanity, as a ransom for many, a ransom from our slavery to sin. The last line also says, Living Word. As the Word, Jesus, was both God's messenger and God's message, the ultimate revelation of God to humans. If we want to know God, we can see him in the face of Jesus. If we want to know how God would have us live, we need only read the Gospels to see a perfect example of a godly life. If we want to know something of God's grace, we need only look at the cross. If we want assurance of our future, we need only look at that open tomb. This song was first sung in the North Palmerston, New Zealand New Life Church. Missionaries there heard it and carried it all over to other lands where its popularity quickly spread. It has been sung by many Christian recording artists, and it is included in a number of Christian hymnals. And then the song that's paired with this is Oh, How I Love Jesus. Well, this is from 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. This simply stated, lifting and lilting music testimony has been another of the Sunday school favorites since it was first published in 1855. The words express so well the response of believers of any age as we reflect on all that Christ has done and continues to do for us daily. Indirectly, the hymn also exalts the written word, for it is only through the study of the revealed written word that we can gain true knowledge of the living word. Even a century after these were written, these ageless words are still appropriate for expressing our love and devotion for Christ. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Well, that was very nice, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's move on now to the next segment of our program that we call Pearls of Wisdom from a Godly Grandpa. Not everyone has the blessing of a godly grandfather. There are many who never knew their grandfather at all. We call the segment of this program Pearls of Wisdom from a Godly Grandpa. Here he is. Brian Savage.
Here's an odd combination of words for sure. Luke Churchhopper. It's sort of a euphemism. Luke stands for the biblical warning from Christ that if we are lukewarm in our love for Christ, then he will spit us out of his mouth. This was addressed to the church at Laodicea. Of course, the term church is pretty self-explanatory, and the last part made up that makes up the phrase could be reflect that of a grasshopper who can never stay in one place very long. Our phrase almost sounds like a Star Wars name. Well, it very well should be. I have a book on my library that's titled Stop Dating the Church. It's an older publication and yet more relevant to our society than ever. It was written by Joshua Harris in 2004. Let me share with you what John MacArthur had to say about it. Instead of asking what they can give or how they can serve, too many churchgoers are only interested in what they can get. The church deserves far more than half-hearted commitment or apathetic neglect it so often receives. In fact, as Harris observes, the Christian life can never be lived to its fullest apart from a genuine passion for the church. It is time for the Christians to take the church seriously. It is indeed the right time for Star Trekking. If you're a Christian, reflect on what Scripture tells us in Revelation chapter 3. Fuel your love for God's church so that your passion for His church is real, hot, not lukewarm. Remember, Christ died for His church, His chosen. Let me modify a quote from the late J.F. Kennedy. He almost had it right. Ask not what your church can do for you, but ask what you can do for your Lord in His church.
Amen. Brian, that was very nice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brian.
Well, guess what's coming up next?
Oh. Hello, Nikki. Hello, Caleb. Hello, Lydia. Hello, Sydney. Hello, Manny. Hello, Serena. And it's great to see you all here tonight.
And when I give you the signal, you all say hi. So, ready to get set?
Hi.
Let's try it one more time.
Hi.
Oh, that's
now I'll join you.
Beautiful.
Hello. Thank you, guys. Guys, it's nice to have you with us
today. It sure is.
Hi, kids. Hi, Pastor. Hi, Nikki. Thank you all for joining us today on the Heaven Express program.
Well, thanks for having us back again.
Well, and great welcome to you listeners as well. Our guests in the studio today are Pastor Ryan Strothers, his wife, Nikki, and the wonderful family, who are just adorable.
Adorable? I agree. Pastor Ryan is from, a pastor from Central Baptist Church, south of Marion, here in Ohio, just off the Marion-Waldo Road. Every time we talk to you, Pastor, you've gotten a little older, you get more kids, and you still have the same beautiful young wife.
That's right.
How does he do that? That is wonderful indeed. Update us, though, Pastor, on your family, and fill us in on what's happening in your family in Central Baptist Church.
Well, there are seven of us now, so you've heard them, I think, all of them. We'll hear them as we keep going. But mm-hmm. we enjoyed some time away for Christmas and got to relax that way, bringing in the new year. And we took the kids. Where'd we go over Christmas?
Legoland!
Yeah, Legoland.
Ooh, Legoland.
They've been wanting to go, and we finally did it.
Where's Legoland?
It's in Florida.
Florida.
So we went down there. We got to enjoy, saw some family, and been able to do that, which has been great. So,
yeah.
And a good start to the year with the church and that. And I think the cold weather has been a damper on a lot of people, but we've seen warm spirits and warm worship. So we've been enjoying the year here as we've gotten going.
For how long were you in Legoland?
Just a couple days. We took about a week and saw some family in Georgia and did a little traveling, put a lot of miles on the van.
Let me ask you kids something. Do people have arms in Legoland?
Yeah.
Or just legs?
Both.
I've heard Central Baptist Church advertised right here on WWGH 107.1. Yeah. Do you ever get an opportunity to listen to the program?
Yeah, I listen. I turn it on sometimes in the truck. We'll listen to different things and that. And of course, yours is the best program now, you know.
Well, maybe I'll ask him back.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners about your elders and deacons. How many do you have? Why do you have elders and deacons, and do you have deaconesses?
We have both elders and deacons. We don't have deaconesses, but we have four elders. And then we've got eight deacons at the moment, and
wow.
So we're blessed in that way. Mm-hmm. And we see those as the two offices of the church, and we have qualified men who serve in those roles. And so we're really blessed in that way to have that unity and leadership, and it's a blessing for the church.
Boy, it surely is. You need servants, that is for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Paul and I haven't had the chance to be back at your church for quite a while. Has much changed there?
Oh, it seems to always be. Good demographic change as far as we're seeing younger families, which has been neat, but we've seen some of our well-seasoned members, some have passed on. They're with the Lord, and that's always a difficult time. And so there's been just change as far as people, but
there always will be.
And so we've seen as far as some people moving on and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, just godly men and women that we miss. But so there's been a few changes. We may have decorated a little differently since you've been there too. So.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, Nikki, as busy as you and your husband are, do you guys ever get to see each other other than just across the church room?
Yeah, we do. We make special efforts to have date nights and hang out after the kids go to bed each night, too. So.
Yeah. Oh, I want to hear about this date night.
Yeah.
Tell us about date night. You eat peaches, oranges, and dates? What's that? What's a date night, Nikki?
We just like to go out to a nice dinner where we can sit and use two hands to eat whatever I want to eat.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I haven't made and dishes I don't clean up. So.
Oh, isn't that nice sometimes? Yes, yes, I know.
All right, husband, Pastor Ryan, what's your favorite restaurant?
Mine?
Hers.
Well,
Nikki, Nikki's your wife.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'd be Cantina Laredo in Columbus. That would be our spot. It's a Mexican. It is, yeah. So if we were to go somewhere, that'd be her favorite.
Well, certainly your full-time ministry must be loving all of these dear children that are right here in your immediate family, as well as the family of Central Baptist. What would a typical week look like for you?
Um, I called your secretary, Audie, is that her name?
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, she was very nice.
Good, that's good.
I called your secretary in the middle of the week, and she told me that you were out of town. Did you go to a training seminar or convention? How long were you gone?
I was out last week at a seminar. I'm doing another degree at the seminary, so I was down there. I go down twice a year. So you happened to catch me during one of those weeks.
Is this your first degree or second degree?
It'd be the third, actually.
Third degree. Really?
So now he has third degree burn?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
And now he'll have a license to give people the third degree.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, tell us about your typical week. We didn't get to hear.
Well, for me, I mean, ministry-wise, it really depends on what the needs are for that week, but usually I'm spending at least one, maybe a day and a half if I'm able, on sermon prep, teaching prep, usually spending time with our different folks, whether in counseling settings or just times of encouragement, however we do that. So it really depends on the activities, the needs of the people, and that kind of thing, and how we respond to that.
Hmm. Well, your ministry responsibilities are pretty much 24/7, aren't they?
How about you, Nikki? Your family responsibilities are...
Oh, my.
If there were more hours in a
28/10, aren't they, Nikki?
Yes, for sure.
It must be pretty difficult handling all these children.
And such a blessing also at the same time.
For sure. They all, well, the four older kids get on the bus about 7:15 every morning, and then we get Sydney to preschool 3 days a week. So I do get a couple hours 3 days a week in the mornings while Sid's at school for other work and for shopping and grocery shopping and all that. But then all of our evenings are filled with basketball and tumbling and dance and tutoring and all kinds of activities and fun that we like to run around to. So at some point we eat food in the middle of that too.
Did you make Lydia's hair ribbon?
No.
Who made that?
I don't know.
Where'd you get it?
It was a present.
When? For Christmas?
For my birthday.
For your birthday.
Oh, when's your birthday, Lydia?
December 15th.
Wow.
You just had it.
How old are you?
Seven.
And well, I have to tell you, her bow looks like a piece of the rainbow came right down from heaven and landed in her hair. It is so beautiful.
Pastor Ryan, we know that you're a Bible-teaching church and that you believe that the Word of God is inspired and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and training. How are those truths disseminated at CBC?
Well, I would say there's two main ways, and one is there's the public ministry of the Word. So that would be our time of preaching, our times of teaching, and whether it's classroom settings or other type of group settings. There's that public ministry of the Word where we hope people are always learning, engaging with Scripture. But then you also have the private ministry of the Word, and that may be where you have more of a mentoring relationship between people in the church, or it may be in a counseling setting. It may be just a conversation you have with someone where you're taking them back to Scripture to show the way in which we ought to go. And so I like to think of it that way. There are public ministries of the Word. There are private or more private ministries of the Word, but all of it centers around the inerrant Word of God. And so you said teaching, reproof, correction, and training, and it's one of my favorite verses, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, but I pray that over our congregation every time I preach, that we would be taught and rebuked and corrected and trained in righteousness. And so that's really a prayer just about weekly with our church that would be the case.
Amen.
Well, Nikki and Ryan, would you care if we talk to the children now? Isn't it just amazing about the individualism children can have from infancy even? How do your children illustrate that wonderful uniqueness of their creativity of God in each of them? Nikki?
Yeah, each of them is physically different and gifted in different ways. And it's just so neat to see God's handiwork in each of them. And their personalities just reflect God in so many different ways, with having different passions and different things that they're creative with, and just different things that make them laugh and smile, too. It's so fun to see their personalities as they're maturing.
Nikki, I know it's very difficult for you to get closer to the mic, but if you could, it'd be profitable for us. It's not like you don't have a whole army hanging on you over there.
I'll work on that.
Sure. Well, do you see special gifts then that God has blessed each of these wonderful children with?
Sure. The boys are really good at sports, and they enjoy playing football and basketball and baseball. They love developing friendships, and they have their little buddies. They're whispering video games in my ear right now.
Oh, no. So
they do love to play and have fun and be entertained that way. The girls do dance at Diverse Dance Moves. It's a Christian hip-hop studio in town.
Oh, cool.
And we absolutely love their teacher, Kiana Revere, and the ministry she has there through dance. Lydia is super passionate about animals and all things of nature, and they all love to sing and dance, and we have like a church Christmas program, and they do songs, and it's just sweet to see them enjoying their passions.
Oh, that's wonderful. My goodness.
Lydia?
Yes?
What is your name?
Lydia.
Oh, how did I get that? You told us a little earlier that you just had a birthday, right?
Yeah.
December 15th?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you now?
Seven.
You feel that old? Is that hard to handle?
No.
No.
No. Should be.
About Serena. Serena, what's your name?
Serena.
Talk right into the microphone. When's your birthday, Serena?
January 20th.
Yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
Whoa,
yesterday.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop the music. Ready?
Or start the music.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Serena.
Happy birthday to you.
Give me five.
Give me and belated birthday, Lydia.
Well, that is, wow. Well, let's go to... Lydia, are we done? Did we hit Lydia already?
Yeah, yes, okay,
Lydia.
Did. Uh-huh.
Manny, where's Manny? All right, back there. Hey, well, Manny, maybe if you don't want to do the talking, you don't have to. Can you say hi, though? Hey, hi. Hi, that one. He said hi. Okay, how about Caleb?
Yes.
Caleb, what's your name?
Caleb.
What's your last name?
Strother.
Uh-huh. Do you go to school?
Yes.
What, do they let you in?
Yeah.
Where do you go to school at?
Bridgedale Elementary School.
And how old are you?
8.
And you like sports?
Mm-hmm.
All your boys like sports?
Yeah.
I wonder. When's your birthday?
March 16th.
Coming up.
Whoa, man. I guess you guys have enough kids to have birthdays frequently, right?
Yeah, we seem to.
I bet.
All right, who have I missed?
Sydney.
Caleb, did we get Caleb?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Sydney.
Caleb. Sydney, where's Sydney at? Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
Can you say hi one more? I love to hear you say hi. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, that's so cute.
Say, can you say hi, listeners out there? Can you say that?
Hi, listeners out there.
Yay!
All right, nice job, Sydney.
Good.
All right, look out, honey. How
old are you?
4.
4, and when is your birthday? You probably don't remember, do you?
April 19th.
Whoa, that was quick.
My goodness, it's birthday.
It seems to be.
Yeah.
So how many, do you bake the birthday cakes?
We actually had a donut party yesterday and just bought a big pile of donuts.
Oh, yeah. Pizza. Ooh. It was delicious.
Was it delicious? All right.
Do you know, it's funny that you should mention that, because on the way in, my wife told me, this is my wife, Glenna, she told me that she had 5 donut holes. Do you know what a donut hole is?
No.
Timbit.
Do you hear what? Yeah, they call them.
Timbits from Tim Hortons.
Right, right. all right. Well, but she ate the donut holes, and she got sick. You know why you get sick when you eat donut holes? Not enough nourishment in a donut hole.
It's like eating nothing.
Speaking of special gifts, you all children obviously have your own special gifts. That's the way God does his thing. You know, God tells us that he gives us gifts so we can utilize them. For what purpose? Does anybody know?
No.
Well, ask your mom. She has. Oh, ask Dad. Okay. Ask Dad. Oh!
Do you know?
Why does God give you a special gift?
What? In the microphone, Caleb.
Oh, Caleb has an answer.
Yes.
Because he cares about you?
Oh. Absolutely.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said because he cares about
he
you.
Cares, yeah. And any other reasons? Can you think?
Because he loves you?
Good.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Very good.
Sydney.
Because it's Jesus' birthday.
Our special
birthday.
Gift at Christmas.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's right, Sydney.
That's right.
Good job, honey.
Well, very good.
Perfect.
Pastor, your father has a different answer, but those were great answers.
Would
you say, why does God give people gifts?
Well, Ephesians 4 tells us it's to build up the church.
There we go.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about today, in the family and church. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn to a segment of our program now. Oh, guess what did that kid say? Okay, we've all been there. You know, when the kid or grandkid or even when you were a kid has said something that family still talks about today. Let's see what our guests will share with us today. Will it be hilarious or just plain awesome? Just what did that kid say? Caleb, you going to tell us a story?
You got something? Well, you think about it while I...
Yeah, we can even do two.
I will... just something from Christmas here. We were singing a lot of Christmas songs, you know, and we'd sing the Christmas carols. Well, there's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and we were singing that. And one of these kids was singing it, and sang it, Hail the Incarnate TNT, instead of deity, and then stopped after she sang, and she said, why do we sing about TNT? Which was a good question. So it was a neat conversation we got to have. What does deity mean and all that? But that was pretty funny with the kids and singing at Christmas.
You know, something really cute about that, too, and I never thought about it, but when I first became a Christian, you know, we talked about how the Old Testament was OT, but the New Testament is like dynamite.
Yeah, there you go.
It's just like TNT.
That's good.
we're gonna break away a little bit here, and Glenn and I are going to do... a quick song that we call. Well, why did you laugh, my dear?
I don't know, honey.
Oh, okay, that was funny. I like when people laugh. We call this In the Family of God. In the family of God, we become heirs of love, escape from the flood, wash by the blood. The family of God. Born into sin, the cost begin, with the usury too costly to pay. But when God and his love have sent his son from above in Christ's blood. The debt can be paid in the family of God. We become heirs of love, escaped from the flood, washed by the blood in the family of God.
You know, folks, Paul and I love children, and the blessing that pours from them daily just helps keep all of us just a little bit younger, don't you think?
Yeah, keep coming back, because I want to get younger yet. What do you think, folks? Do you think that we, well, let me ask you kids that. Do you think there'll be kids in heaven?
Yes.
Oh, differing opinions.
The Bible says you can't sit on the fence. So, is there kids in heaven or not?
Maybe.
That's a good, answer. Yep. That's probably the best answer.
That sounds pretty good.
What do you
good.
Think, Dad?
Well, I think there will be some.
I do, too.
Yeah, me, too.
It'd be a lonely place without kids. In fact, that's why God has promised me to go there, because I'm a big kid.
That's an amen, honey. I'll be there too, but yep, you're the kid.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be there too?
Yes, I will.
I'll be the first one there with a paper airplane. Imagine the flight that I can get from a paper airplane at that height. Tell me, dear, do you think I will have access to rubber bands and snap and paper bag and straws that I can... What do you think?
Well, I think only if you cross over the bridge.
What bridge?
Don't ask. Pastor Ryan, I think you might need to talk to my husband a little bit.
Well, Paul, I think Glenn is trying to tell you that paper wads and snapping rubber bands and tools like that to scare others are not a thing you'd find in heaven, probably.
So, if I did have those things, I should probably check the temperature?
At least, yeah.
At least, yeah. Yes.
Thank you. That brings up a good question. Pastor Ryan, do you teach there's a real heaven and hell?
I certainly do.
Well, years ago, they called that type of preaching fire and brimstone. Do you preach fire and brimstone and pound on your podium?
Some might call it that, but I think you have to be very clear of what the Bible teaches, that there is a heaven and there is a hell. There is one name under heaven by which men may be saved, and that is Christ Jesus. And so we are very careful to do that. We talk about sin. We talk about repentance. And Jesus never held back in his first public sermon after his baptism when he started his public ministry. He talks in very simple terms. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so we speak that way, and I think that what needs to be included in that is compassion, though, because we genuinely do care about people. We care about their souls, and so we want them to know about the truth of Christ. We want them to know how they can be saved from sin and how they can have an eternity with the Lord and purpose also on this earth. So we do teach those realities of heaven.
Tell our listeners, if you will, Pastor, how our listeners can get a hold of you or where they'll find your church. Just give them some information.
Well, the easiest way would be go online and find us at CB, like Central Baptist, cbmarion.org, and you can find all kind of information about the church and contact info and all that kind of information there. Yeah. cbmarion.org.
Don't you have a telephone number?
740-389-4108.
Now, folks, I want to remind you that Central Baptist actually advertises here on WWGH 107.1. Mm-hmm. You can always listen to the program and to this station and hear it there too.
Well, honey, I hate to say this, and I can't believe it, but we're almost out of time. So we want to thank Pastor Strothers and his wife, Nikki, and all of these wonderful children for joining us today. Thank you. And is there anybody out there that you would like to say hello to in our listening land?
Can you say hi to anybody?
Hi.
Hi to who? Hi, Nana.
Everyone.
Say it louder so they can hear you.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, very nice, Lydia. Thanks to you.
Hi, everyone.
Good, good.
All right, now we've really come to the high part of the program.
Bye.
Thank you, listeners, for gathering with us.
Bye,
Ella. And now may the God who blesses much bless you and yours very much.
You know, whether on the air,
or in a plane,
or in a car,
or on the train,
it's our prayer that we meet again.
Mm-hmm.
Until then, may the one who blesses bless you much. We're going to end up our program today with our old standard song we haven't sung for quite a while. And we call this song Saddle Up for the Long Road Home. May you have God's blessing on your way.
May you have God's blessing every day. May the word of God blaze your trail. May our Lord, your keeper, keep you very well.
May you have God's blessing on your way.
Good night, listeners. God bless.
You're listening to WWGH Radio